Okay, so we left off yesterday with the Aruch Chaim that says that the kulchem over here, that the pasuk is being madgish over here, is a din arevus. Where arevus, we find the Indian arevus by Musar, by Teichacha, we find the Shari Tshuva, and he brings down the mitzvah by Chayich Techiach. Says that the mitzvah of Chayich Techiach is because of arevus, which means I have achrayus for my friend, and if I see that he's doing something wrong, I need to correct him, and he has achrayus for me. We have achrayus for each other to make sure that we're being mekayim Torah mitzvahs correctly. Find the Indian of arevus also b'negei brachas. I think Gemara Shana Chavta Samarav tells us that you can be mighty someone else with a bracha, which is a chayva. Afa b'sheyatza mighty, even though I was already yaitza the mitzvah, since you were not yaitza the mitzvah, and as long as you were not yaitza the mitzvah, it's still chsarn in me, so I still shaykh to the bracha. Right? Birchas anehenin, I can't be mighty you with a bracha if I'm mighty, or very priyagofen, if I'm not drinking, because there's no arevus. But the arevus in the mitzvahs, we have arevus. But the chayra, it's saying something much deeper over here. It's saying something much deeper. Moshe Rabbeinu is creating over here a kulchem, which is a oneness between everyone. And it's a ruchnis dike kesha between us. A ruchnis dike kesha between all of us. If you take a look at the Tanchuma, in the beginning of the Pasha, the Tanchuma says, the Tanchuma speaks it out, he says, says here, even though I gave titles to different groups, kulchem shavim, but you're all equal. Davacha kulchem arevin zebizeh, fil tzadik echov b'necham kulchem oimdim b'zechusoy. It's more than just, I'm a chay for you and your mitzvahs and your averis. But we're all together and we're oimdim b'zechusoy. I feel tzadik echo b'nechem kol oylem kule b'schusei oymeid. Tzadik yisayr oylem. So, it's something more ruchnis. If you take a look at the time of Devaira, in the first perek, on the pasuk she'eris nachalasoi, over there he talks about this inyan of that each person with his friend, we have a kesha ruchni with each other. Talks about the leader has also kasha, a musig of being miskasha to the leader of the group, but there's a kasha, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them now on the day of his misa before they go into Eretz Yisrael, where it's very easy to lose that feeling. So he created an extra kasha over here, and what's included in this is everyone. It says Tapchem, Nishechem, Gercha. Everyone's included in this. Another Nikud over here, if you want more Maramakaimus on it, look at the Kliyaka over here, and also in Pashas in Sefer Vayikra, Perchabav Pasig Lam Vav over there. Akapanim, the Pasig says over here, Roshechem, Shiftechem. Roshechem, your heads, Shiftechem, your Shvatim. So Rashi says, what does it mean? What's Rashechem Shivtechem? What's Shivtechem? So Rashi says, Rashechem Li Shivtechem. He adds a lamed over there. Rashechem for Yeshvatim, the heads of Yeshvatim. So, Rav Moshe, in Drash Moshe, later on in the Pasha, and also in a different Drasha, he quotes this Rashi, and he says, either he's come to say a different pshat, or he's come to explain the ma'isa, why the Torah didn't say a lamed. The ma'isa, very nice, Rashi got stuck, so he added a lamed to make it work. But the Torah didn't say a lamed over here. Why didn't the Torah say a lamed over here? To be madgish to us that every single person could be a rosh. Roshech and shiftecha means the rosh, you are rosh, you could be a Rosh, and every single person of a Shevet could be a Rosh. Rav Moshe, when he opens the yeshiva, so he said he's opening his yeshiva for the average person. Says the Eloi, most Eloyim don't become Gedolim. That's what I heard from Reuven Feinstein. So most Eloyim don't become Gedolim. He said, you don't see Eloyim turning into Gedolim. And I think back to like when I was younger, you think back to a class, like the guy who was like the Eloy of the class. I can't say all of them, but many of them now are, I wouldn't say they're Rosh Yeshivas or what we thought they were going to turn out to. Mashenkin, the middle class or the low class, who worked hard and steiged away, those are the Rosh Yeshivas that you know of. Seriously. And I think most people agree to me on this point. So Rav Moshe said, I'm going for the average. Why? Because he said every average person who's balanced, meaning you don't have a way good memory, you don't have it, right? A Luish guy has a quick tfisa. Quick tfisa, and if you have a quick tfisa and not a good memory, it's not going to help you because you're just typhus, but you don't remember. You have a good memory without a quick tfisa, it's also not the average person. Every average person has both. Now there's different levels. There's different gadlos. Every person has his rosh in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the perfect kishreinos for what he needs to accomplish in this world. So every single person could become a roshechem shifteichem. And it's a chizik. We need to be mechazik ourselves constantly because we naturally compare ourselves to others. So that's Roshechem Shiftechem. Ziknechem Shitrechem, Hachoshev Choshev Kodim, Acha Kolish Yisro. Tabchem Neshechem Gercha Hashem Kerach Machanecha, Chaytavetzecha Hashem Meimecha, La'avrucha Bebris Hashem Kerachu, Ba'olose Hashem Kerachu, Korisimu Achayom. Just want to show you one Rashi over here later on in the Kasha, Perichov Tes, Pasik Chav Ches. Pasuk says, "Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu, v'niglos lanu l'faneinu ad olam lasis kol divrei Torah azos." So it seems the pasuk is telling us, "V'niglos lanu l'faneinu." That's to us, Bezdin. Rashi says, what we see, we need to deal with. We need to pay people back oinish if they're doing bad in order to be mevayer to get rid of the ra mikirbeinu. Rashi says. We have achrayis v'mloy nasa din b'hem yonchus a rabim. If the rabim doesn't do din, they can be punished for it because there's someone in the rabim. So the emes is the gemara in Sanhedrin and Gimel Beis learns that our rave is from this pasuk and the stars Hashem and niglos lanu l'faneinu. And yet we're saying that we learn out our ravos the archaim and others and the medrash that I quote you from Tanchum is saying we learn our ravos from. The beginning of the Pasha, Atem Nitzavim. So if you look at Rashi here in Pasuk Chav Ches, he says at the end of the, he says, Nokar alonu v'nein luda sha'af al niglois le'onash es harabim, asha ovru se yadin, v'she kiblo aleim es ha'shvua v'har grizim v'har evo v'nasu al reivim zelizeh. Meaning what Rashi's come to answer the question, that Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Moshe Rabbeinu had them all standing in front of him to create this Kesher Ruchni between each other. But when did it actually go into effect? Is when they went over the Yarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu now is telling them, La'avrucha bebris Hashem Kecho Ba'ilosai, I'm bringing you into the bris, and I'm making a shvua. But the chalais is when they were avru as a yade and they were makabal themselves, the brachas and the clothes of our grizim and our evil, that's when they became arevim, the poil with each other. So that's the first pasha over here. Mirtz Hashem will continue with the next psukim. We'll probably go to the pasha of Kibushrius, Libi Elech, Masvesa Ravis, Atzmea, which is a gevaldik pasuk to talk about. I was nivla also into my discussion a few of the Rambans that come up in this psukim without speaking out. Klal Rambans, so some of the nekudas that I mentioned also come from the Ramban. Have a wonderful day.
Like the lower dinar that exists even now.